Shalom to all! Today's Alpha Sabbath is Zardav Chaf Alpha, and we are starting Chaf Alpha Beis all the way at the bottom with a brand new Mishnah. And today's Alpha sponsor, Lilu Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, Her Neshama should have an Aliyah. Now we learned that the Isra to sell a non Jew anything that's Mechubar Lakarka connected to the ground because of the Isra of Loisachanim, don't give them a Chanoya, a holding, something permanent in Eretz Yisrael, and selling them something Mechubar Lakarka is doing exactly that. So the Mishnah continues with this, Ein Maskir Lahem Batim Eretz Yisrael, no renting houses to them in Eretz Yisrael, Vein Zar Chlemer Sadeis, we don't have to say fields, that's for sure, Usher, and we're going to see in the Gemara. That's because there's tarti. There's two things when it comes to a field as opposed to just one when it comes to a house. Now, with Surya, when it comes to Surya, which is more or less modern day Syria, this was conquered by David HaMelech. He annexed it to Eretz Yisrael and gave it Kedusha. This is called Kibush Yachid, the conquering of just one person, of an individual. David HaMelech did it on his own. Hashem didn't say that he should conquer it. Therefore, even though it does have Kedusha, it's a lower level of Kedusha. So when it comes to Surya, Chaf Alpha Amar Alpha on top, Maskir Lahem Batim, we can rent them houses, Avoloi Sadeis, but not fields, because again, there's this double Isser by fields. Ube chutzlaretz and 100% full-fledged chutzlaretz, Michael Hembatim, we could sell them homes, umaskir and sadais, and we can rent them fields. That's our mayor's opinion. Now Rabbi Yossi says he's one level more makel than our mayor. The Be'eretz Yisrael, maskir lehembatim, avaloi sadais, we could rent them homes, but not fields. Ube Surya, and in Surya, Michael Hembatim, umaskir and sadais, we could sell them homes and rent them fields. And ube chutzlaretz, Michael Elu ve'elu, we could sell these and those. The mission continues, and we're going to see this in Shitas our mayor, Avamak. Even in a place where it said that we could rent them homes, it's not for living purposes. You can't rent them a house that they could live in. That's because he's going to bring his idol inside the house. And why is this a problem? Whenever the pasuk says, don't bring toeva, abomination, into your home. That's referring to avodah zarah. And so therefore, when we say that we could be masker a house, it means like a storage unit of sorts, and that's what could be rented to them. And lastly, in all places, he's not allowed to rent a non-Jew a bathhouse. That's because it's called on his name. It's the Yid's bathhouse, and when the guy works in it on Shabbos, people are going to say that the Yid told the guy to do this work, and that's usur. So renting him bathhouses. The Gemara now clarifies from the beginning of the Mishnah, Ma'in Tzarech Lemer Sadeis. What does that mean? That we don't even have to say fields, that not only are you not allowed to rent them a house in Eretz Yisrael, you're for sure not allowed to rent them a field. What's the for sure of the field? Even if you want to say Mishum to Isbatarti, that there's a double negative by field, Chada Chanoyas Karka. One of them is the Chanoya of land. As we said right at the beginning, there's Isser to sell them property in Eretz Yisrael because of Loisachanim, that's a Chanoya in the land, and so that would be a reason that we're not allowed to rent them a field because we might end up selling them a field. And V'chada, what's the other one? The Kamafka Lami Meiser, that now he's taking it out of the din of Meiser. Anything that grows on this piece of property is now not Chayv in Meiser because it belongs to a guy. So that's a double reason not to rent him a field because we might end up selling him a field. So Yahachiv, that's really so. Batim Nami Ekatarti. Even by homes, we should say that there's a double issue. Chada, Chanoya's Karka. One of them is Chanoya of Karka. V'chada, the Kamafka Lami Mezuzah. The other one is that he's taking it out of the din of mezuzah. When a guy lives there, now it's not chayv mezuzah. So Rav Mishashi answers that no, mezuzah chayv hadarhu. The chiv to put a mezuzah on a door is the chiv of the person who lives there. Only if a yid lives in a house is a chayv mezuzah. It's not that a house owned by a yid is chayv mezuzah. It's a house that's lived in by a yid is chayv mezuzah. That's because the pasuk says uchsaftam al mezuzah is beis secha, and the drasha is derech biyasecha, that the derech that you go in and out, meaning the person who's going in and out of the house, he's chayv to put on the mezuzah, namely a yid, as opposed to a guy. If he's the one going in and out of the house because he lives there, there's no chiv to put on a mezuzah, even if the house belongs to a yid. So this double negative, if you will, only applies to a field and not to a house. And that's why we're more machmir by fields than by homes. We think we see this from Meir, who said that Besuria, Maskir and Batim Vechulu, we could rent them homes in Surya, but not property. The question is, Mashna Mechira Delay, why not Mechira, Mishum Mechir Darat Yisrael? That's because of Mechir Darat Yisrael. We're afraid that if we allow selling them homes in Surya, so then he might end up selling them a home in Darat Yisrael, while if that's so, mischiras nami nigzar, we should be guys are schiras as well. We should say that it's also to rent them a bias in Surya because we might end up renting them a bias in Eretz Yisrael. So my answer is no. He gufa gzera, that itself is a gzera. Vanan nekum v'nigzar gzera gzera. We're going to get up and make a gzera on that gzera. The whole isser of renting them a home in Eretz Yisrael, it itself is just a gzera. So we're not going to make a double gzera. No renting in Surya because you might rent in Eretz Yisrael because you might end up selling in Eretz Yisrael. As the more of a schiras sada de besurya, the gzera l'gzera he because rinon. What about renting them a field in Surya? That's a double Gzera, and we make that Gzera. Right now, we're saying the Isser to rent them a field in Surya is because he might end up renting them a field in Eretz Yisrael, and that's also because he might end up selling them a field in Eretz Yisrael. So we see that we have this double Gzera. The answer is no. Hasam lav Gzera hu, over there in Surya, it's not Isser to rent them a field because of Gzera atu Eretz Yisrael. It's for a totally different reason. Kasavar, Reb Meir holds, Kibush Yachid Shmei Kibush, that the conquering of a Yachid of David HaMelech, like we explained in the Mishnah, that's called Kibush, and therefore Surya itself has a certain level of Kedusha. And so why is there a difference between between homes and fields. As we saw, this beitarti, a field that has this double negative to it, gazur bayarban and rabban ur geyser, no renting in fields in Surya. Whereas batim, the last beitarti, houses that don't have this double negative, like gazur bayarban and rabban ur not geyser in Surya. We go on to the third part of Tanakama's shita, b'chutz la'aretz v'chulu, then in chutz la'aretz, it's permitted to sell them a house and rent them a field. And here once again, we clarify what the difference is. Saw that this beitarti, a field has double gazur bayarban and rabban ur geyser, whereas batim, the last beitarti, houses don't have this double iser, like gazur bayarban and rabban ur geyser. Now we go on to the next sheet of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Yaisi had said, and remember he was more makel that Eretz Yisrael, maskir and lahem batim v'chulu, in Eretz Yisrael we could rent them homes, just not fields. At my time, why is this? What's the difference? Because Sada is this butarti gazbir rabbanon. Sada is have his double negative. Rabbanon were geyser in Eretz Yisrael, whereas batim das butarti houses don't have this double negative, like gazbir rabbanon. The rabbanon were not geyser even in Eretz Yisrael. Again, this is Shitas Rabbi Yaisi. The next stage is b'Surya meichen v'chulu. Then in Surya he could sell homes and rent fields. My time, what's the difference? Because Sada kibush yachid loish me kibush. He holds that this conquering of the yachid of David HaMelech is not considered conquering, and it doesn't have kedusha, and therefore v'sada de isbeitarti gazur rabbanon, a field which has this double negative, the rabbanon were geyser, whereas batim d'las butarti, homes that don't have this double thing, like gazur rabbanon, the rabbanon were not geyser. And lastly, b'chutz la'aretz meichen v'chulu, in chutz la'aretz, according to Rabbi Yaisi, we could sell both homes and fields. My time away is this, kivin d'merchak, since it's very far away, it's chutz la'aretz, it's far from Eretz Yisrael, like gazurina, we're not geyser on any of them. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he tells us, halachik Rabbi Yaisi, halachazak Rabbi Yaisi, and Amar Rabbi Yaisi says, qualifying this, uvachalei asana shchuna, as long as it doesn't turn into shchuna into neighborhood. He has to make sure that when he's, let's say, selling a home to a non-Jew, he doesn't turn it into a shchuna of non-Jews. The question is, become a shchuna? How much is a shchuna? How much is a neighborhood? Tano, we have a brisa and shchuna pchusim shleish, but in Adam, a shchuna is not less than three people. As a gemara v'leichosh, why aren't we worried for the following? Dilma azal hay Yisrael, maybe Yid's gonna go, umazmal chad avik chavim, and he's sell a piece of property to one guy, vazal heichan, and the guy is gonna go, umazmal al trey, and he's gonna sell part of it to two others, and that's gonna be a shchuna. So Amar Abaye explains, no, alifnei mefakdinon, alifnei delifnei lo mefakdinon. Literally translated, this means that we're commanded about lifnei iver, but we're not commanded of lifnei delifnei, and we had this earlier in the Masechta. Now over here, we're not really referring to lifnei iver because there's no lifnei iver here. We're not causing a guy to do any iser. It just means that we're only commanded to make sure that we don't sell to three different guyim. But we're not chayshesh to sell to one guy, and if he decides to break it up into three and sell two of those to other guyim, that's not something we have to worry about. We can explain the Mishnah af makom shamar haskir, even in a place where they said that it's permitted to rent, we have to make sure not to do fill in the blank. Now what do we learn from here? Machalas implies the ikaduch the deloy mugari, that there are places that we're not allowed to rent out to non-Jew. Because again, the Lashon HaMishnah is that even in a place where you are allowed to rent out, .. mashma, that there's a place where you're not allowed to rent out. Now, what does this tell us? Chafal phone based on top, ustamak Rav Meir. This part of the Mishnah is stam like Rav Meir, because Rav Meir is the one that says that there's a place where you're not allowed to rent a home. The Rabbi Yosef, if it was like Rabbi Yosef, b'chal duchta mugari, all places you're allowed to rent them homes. So must be this part of the Mishnah is like Rav Meir. We continue, b'chal makam lo yaskir, that's proper girsa v'chulu, that in all places you were not allowed to rent them a bathhouse. Tanya with a brisa that expounds on this. Rav Shem Gamliel says, lo yaskir adam merchatzai lo avik chavim, a person is not allowed to rent his bathhouse to a non-Jew, m'nesha nikra al shmai, because it's called on his name, meaning this is the Yid's bathhouse. Everyone knows that this is Moshe's bathhouse. V'avik chavim zeh, yasab ha-malachah b'shabas v'yom taivim, and this non-Jew who's renting it is going to do malacha in it on Shabbos and Yontif, heating up water and other malachas, and then everyone's going to say, oh, the Yid told this guy to do work in it on Shabbos, and obviously a Yid's not allowed to tell a guy to do work on Shabbos. Avo l'kusi mai, what's the din regarding a kusi, who we mentioned before, were geri arayos, they became gerim because they were attacked by lions, so they have the status of a quasi-yid. What about renting them bathhouses? Shari, it's permitted. But now we ask, why would that be? Kusi, emer avid bei malacha b'chal shamayid. A kusi might do work on chal amayid in this bathhouse, and a yid's not allowed to do work on chal amayid. The answer is, b'chal shamayid, and nami of dinon. On chal amayid, we actually do work. That's if it's davar avid, if something's going to cause the yid a big loss of money. So therefore, even if a kusi does work on chal amayid, that's not going to reflect poorly on the yid who rented him this bathhouse. Now, another thing we can be medayik is, avol sadeu levikachavim, mai, what about renting his field to a non-Jew? Shariat's mashma would be permitted. My time, why is it? That's because Arisa Arisuse Ka'avid. In Aris, a sharecropper, he just does what he's supposed to be doing as a sharecropper. In other words, a Yid is allowed to rent his field to a guy in a place where he's allowed to do that, and it's not going to reflect badly on him, even if the guy is doing work there on Shabbos. Why is that? Because people are going to say that the guy wasn't hired by the Yid to do work. The guy is a sharecropper. He takes home a certain percentage of the crop, a half, a third, or a quarter, whatever the regular sharecropping agreement is, and therefore, the guy working in the field is doing it on his own accord, not because he was told to by the Yid. Therefore, it doesn't reflect badly on the Yid when the guy is in the field on Shabbos. Now, based off of that, the Gemara asks, Merchatz Nami, why don't we say the same thing by a bathhouse? Amri, why don't we say, Aris Arisuse Avid, that Aris, the sharecropper, he does his sharecropping duties in the bathhouse, and it shouldn't reflect badly on the Yid when the guy is working in the bathhouse on Shabbos. People will just say, oh, he's a sharecropper, he's an Aris. The Gemara answers, Arisa the Merchatz of the Inchi. People don't make sharecropping agreements for a bathhouse. It just simply doesn't work work like that. Sharecropping has to do with fields, hence the word share crop. They share the crop, whatever grows. You make sharecropping agreements for bathhouses, and that's why there's a problem with the bathhouse, but not with the field. Now, just continue quoting this Braisa. Tanya the Braisa says, Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Shimon Elazar tells us, Lo yasker adam sedeh l'kusi, a person is not allowed to rent his field to a kusi, because it is called on his name. The kusi is out by melach b'chal shamayid, and the kusi is going to do work on chal amayid, and it's also do work on chal amayid, and that's going to reflect badly on the yid who owns the field. Ask the Gemara, what about a non-Jew? Shari, that's mashma, that it's permitted to rent the field to the non-Jew. Why is that? Da Amri, because people are going to say, oh, Arisa, Arisuse Ovid, the Aris is just doing his work as Aris, and when they see the guy doing work in the field on Shabbos, they're not going to have a problem with that, because again, they're going to say, the Yid didn't tell him to do it, he's an Aris. Now the obvious question is, if that's really so, Kusi Nami, the Kusi as well. Amri, why wouldn't we say that people will say, Arisa, Arisuse Ovid, the Aris does his Arisas? Why are we saying that a Yid is not allowed to rent his field to a Kusi, because a Kusi is going to do Aser work there, and that's going to reflect badly on the Yid. They're going to think that the Yid told him to do it, but a guy wouldn't have that issue, because when they see a guy doing the work, then they say, oh, he's an Aris. Why not say the Kusi is an Aris? Chafez Amraf on the top, the Gemara answers, Arisus la Rav Shimon Elazar, Lesley, Rav Shimon Elazar doesn't hold this entire Svara of Arisos, even by a non-Jew. He actually has a totally different Svara, El Ovig Chafez my time mutter, so why is it permitted to rent the field to a non-Jew if it's not because of Arisos? That's because the Amrinon Le Vitzayas, we tell him, don't do work on it on Shabbos, and he's going to listen. When the Yid rents his field to the non-Jew, he can tell him, look, Mr. Christopher, please don't do work here on Shabbos, and the guy's going to respectfully listen, and he's not going to do it. Ask the Gemara, Kusi Nami, so the Kusi as well, Amrinon Le Vitzayas. It should be the same, that we'll tell him, look, Mr. Kusi, please don't do work here on Shabbos, and he'll listen, he won't do work. And the Gemara answers, no, Kusi Loitzayas, a Kusi is not going to listen to the Yid, Domer, because he's going to tell him, I learned more than you, I know better than you, because remember, Kusim are quasi Yidin, and so he's going to have the chutzpah to say, look, Yid, I know more than you, so I could do whatever I want, and therefore he's actually not going to listen to the Yid. Ask the Gemara Yachi, if that's so, then my irrevination Nikras al Shmoy. Then why does the Braisa tell us that the reason why it's not going to be rented to a Kusi is because it's Nikras al Shmoy, it's called on the name of the Yid, it's going to reflect badly on the Yid. Typically, why don't we say it's for a different reason? Because of Lifnei Iver, the Kusi, since he's a quasi Yid, he's really 100% Yid, he just doesn't keep all the mitzvahs, so there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver renting him a field, because then he's going to end up working there on Shabbos, and every single Yid is commanded to make sure another Yid, even if he's a Kusi, isn't over any Yisurim. So why is the Braisa saying the reason why the Yid is not rented to the Kusi is because it reflects badly on the Yid? It's because of Lifnei Iver. And the answer is, Chada va'id ka'amar. It's one and another reason. Chada mishum Lifnei Iver. One problem is because of Lifnei Iver. Va'id, another reason is Mnation Ekshal Shmoy, is because it's called on the Yid's name. Everyone knows that this is Yid's field and it reflects badly on the Yid. So it's actually two different reasons. It only spoke out one of them, but it really was referring to both of them. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.